Soylu.
Live from Africa and to the rest of the world, this is CII Radio. Independent, authentic and dedicated to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to Bumper to Bumper. I hope you had a good week this week. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Jamil, how are you?
You know, I never get tired of the way you say it. It revs me up. It's brilliant. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How was your week?
Alhamdulillah. I heard you had a fun-fueled week.
Well, it's a big week, and I feel like I say that every week. But, it was. I mean, Festival of Motoring, I'm sure everyone is checking that out. Today was the first day open. And, a lot of news coming specifically from Suzuki this week. Big news.
Yes, big news. So what do we have planned for the show?
So tonight, we've actually got a very fun full show. We are celebrating Festival of Motoring. And of course, we are talking, it is Women's Month. So we're talking women in motoring specifically. And we kind of tying those two up together. So for the sisters at home, please listen up because it's your chance to win tickets to Festival of Motoring. Yes, it's only for the sisters. If you are a female, that was one of the rules from our sponsor. It has to be given to a female. But that's coming up later on in the show, so please listen carefully. We've got quite a few tickets to give away as well.
Yes, we do. And so tell me, you said big news with Suzuki. Mm. What did Suzuki launch this week? So, we came off the Fronks last week.
Yeah. So we're back-to-back 2 weeks in a row. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to go for the XL6 launch. And the reason why we're saying big news, it's a big vehicle. It's unlike the Fronks, where the naming was a little ambiguous. XL6, literally, I'm guessing it's extra large six-seater. they went very direct with it. But what did you think of the vehicle?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of a six-seater, you don't get something with captain seats, firstly.
Yes. What are captain seats?
So captain seats are basically your upper seats that they put in the second row. Right. So it's not a full seat. Right. It's actually individual seats.
So am I right in saying that one of the benefits to having these seats are it's pretty good for
lumbar support.
Okay, is it that?
Well, that's one of the things.
They definitely also more comfortable.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. The other thing is that you don't have someone knocking you all the time. So yeah. You have your own seat. It's usually for older kids or adults that want to just be by themselves, you know, like not on that three-seater at the back.
Were you constantly fighting with your siblings on long trips and stuff?
No, I wasn't.
Is it?
No, I'm just...
Cause you're seeing
this, I just like to be by myself.
I feel like it's coming from a very special place.
So that's obviously, and then you have the space to walk in and out of the car without, you know, jumping over seats, pushing seats forward. Okay, I'm so talking about the back row.
That would be great if you're looking at like a shuttle service maybe, or e-hailing.
Or even kids just running up and down in the car.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because now you don't have to, like, you know, worry about them falling over a seat to get to the other row. Okay. You can just move in between.
Okay. So was that one of the your favorite features?
One of my highlights, yeah.
Yeah, what are some of the other highlights?
So once you drop the third row, you go from about 290 liters to over 600 liters of luggage space.
Okay.
And like we had a cooler box in the back. So with the cooler box and our luggage, it was still fine. But you get to drop the seats. Now, most six-seaters or seven-seaters, I'm talking about in the price range, you have to drop the whole seat, the whole third row, or you have to take the whole third row out, basically, in order for you to get the extra luggage space. This has a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
So you can still have someone sit in the back, in the third row, and you can still, you know, get the extra luggage space.
So this would I mean, we could safely say this is the most affordable six-seater on the market, right?
It is. It's starting at $326,900.
So can I tell you what I specifically love about this vehicle? If you look at the GL model, which is the entry level, yes, and then GLX being the top of the range, there's very small differences in terms of features. You know, there's a lot of cars and brands that there's such a big difference between the two that they shouldn't even be like badged under the same like model. Like really, it's like it's on far ends of the thing. Mm-hmm. And I really like that about Suzuki, that listen, if you want to be really, call it fussy, then pay the extra 15, 20 grand and get your extras. But I mean, in standard guys, this thing is pretty decent in terms of the tech, the safety, and you know, everything that it comes with.
But even the way it looks, so you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the GL and the GLX unless you knew that the GLX had a two-tone color, you know, like the roof, yes, color was different.
Yes.
Or you got into the car and you saw, okay, the screen is different, or the upholstery is different,
yes,
you know. So in terms of that, whereas, you, like you say, it's, you almost have a different car in the other brands, that they should actually call it something completely different.
Yeah. No, really. I mean, even just visually, I mean, you can tell, hey, you know what, this guy just made it into it. So, you know, it's tough. And if you look at their competitor pricing, natural rivals to this vehicle would be the Mitsubishi Xpander, right? Six-seater as well. And obviously the Toyota Rumian, right? And the TX in the Rumian, and that they're both like way overpriced. And I mean, it's basically competitors here. And well, what is it, like a 40,000 and difference?
I think it's more than that.
More than that, yeah.
Because I'm sure the Xpander is over 400,000. Starts from
Xpander,
over 400,000.
I think it starts from about 360, if I'm not,
okay,
if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, it's still substantially cheaper. And again, Suzuki with the K15B engine, tried and tested, no matter what anyone says, you know, it's in different vehicles and stuff. There's a reason for it. It's done extensive testing, and it's just, it's fuel economic, it's a nice drive. It's,
well,
it's,
they are the only manufacturer, well, not the only, but one of the few that are still using a naturally aspirated engine.
Yes.
Everybody switched to turbo,
yeah,
and they still run this 1.5, and it's working for them, and it's working for their customers.
It's working for them, the customers, and also, to be honest with you, you never jump into this car, and I mean, it's a big vehicle, and you feel like it's like severely overpowered. I mean, it's obviously not going to be set in lower lap rings or but about its business comfortably. You drove it way in town, you drove it on open roads. How was the drive in terms of the comfort?
Well, you don't even feel that you're driving a big car, and I mean, it is quite big. It's almost 4.5 meters long. So it's longer than your Grand Vitara.
Mm.
And that's why you're obviously getting that extra luggage space. You actually see the rear doors are much longer than you used to. You notice that as you approach the car.
Mm.
And you're like, this car is quite long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't feel that. And the comfort, I mean, Suzuki, you always just jump in and you feel comfortable. You, like I always say, you feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I enjoyed it.
The another point that I'd like to raise with this vehicle is a lot of these people carriers, especially not the high end, I'm not talking about, you know, your Discoveries and those things. Those are well over a million rand. But they have this very like mom van, boring minivan look. And I think this one takes a lot of design inspiration from an SUV. So it has the cladding around the arches.
Yes, yes.
It's got a very aggressive looking front. And I think that's something nice.
Well, it is SUV inspired because it's got a ground clearance of about 210 millimeters. Yeah.
Oh.
So I think that's similar to the Grand Vitara, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And the Jimny.
Yes.
Mm.
So talking
about Jimny, I saw your face light up.
So we have the Jimny 5 door that just landed.
It was such a nice surprise. Really, I know there's a massive Jimny Fest that's happening later on in the year. I think in September.
September is the Heritage Weekend, in fact.
Yes, yes. So I honestly thought they'd hold back for that. And when I saw this cover and, you know, the unmistakable design of a Jimny, I mean, you could tell that it was a Germany beer, like underneath this, but I was just so excited. And then they literally lifted the veils on a five-door Germany. First time we've seen it in the flesh. First time it's been in South Africa. And what are your thoughts on the five-door?
I'm quite excited for it.
Yeah.
We had the three-door, yes, in December. It's literally, you can go up any hill. So you don't need a bicycle to go up the hill. You can go up anywhere with comfort.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, it just goes, and you want to climb the mountain, like every little hill, just because you feel like you're in control.
I can so relate to what you're saying, because a Jimny is the type of vehicle that any little gravel road that you see that jutting off somewhere, you just want to like take it. You,
yes,
just want to go, because it's such a nimble vehicle. And it was a funny thing, actually. We did a mountain pass right in the northwest. And what happened was, there was this big Ford Ranger with us, but on all the straights and stuff, he kept on passing us. But every time we got to the technical, we literally used to just pass him on the side, like while he's still going like back and forth. But it was just, it's funny. It's such a capable vehicle, and I love it. It has this Jimny culture, and it's amazing.
What's your thoughts when you saw the vehicle yesterday?
Look, I love it, like I told you. For me, it might make it a bit easier for me to sell the idea of buying one for the family. You know, it's not a family car, definitely not a family car. But, I mean, you can travel with ease now. I think they put four adults in there reasonably comfortably. But again, a Jimny is not purchased for that reason. You know, it's a sense of freedom. That's a journey. It's adventure. It's off-roading, camping, glamping, outdoors, fishing. If you're into those kind of things, that's the vehicle you should be looking at.
But now you can take your family along. You see,
that's the positive. We'll have to see how much of the luggage can go. But again, there's a roof rack from Front Runner that can sort all of our issues out.
Yeah, so that's also. But it is a longer car, so the wheelbase is longer.
Okay.
So we do have that extra space.
The nice thing is the 4x4 capabilities, even though it is a longer vehicle, it's not, you know, like it doesn't damage any breakover, departure angles or anything. But on that note, Brother Intando just let us know that we need to go for an air brake. But after the air brake, we're talking to someone who is very much involved with women in motoring. So please stay tuned. And like I said, coming up is a chance to win tickets to Festival of Motoring. But for now, let's go for a break and we'll come back.
Live from Africa and to the rest of the world, this is CII Radio. Independent, authentic, and dedicated to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. We have a very special guest on tonight, as it's Women's Month. We have Desh Pillay. Good evening, Desh. How are you this evening?
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Desh, tell us a bit about yourself and what it is that you do and how you are helping the women in the industry.
Okay, so is it Ziad that I'm speaking to?
Yes, it is Ziad.
Yes, don't worry.
Ziad.
I'm
okay, so once again, thank you so much for having me, especially, you know, in this month of Women's Month. I'm a motoring journalist with my own Woman Empowerment online motoring magazine, a digital talk show, and Automotive Women Awards program in South Africa. I'm also a gang rape, GBV, and attempted suicide survivor. And I work very closely with non-profit organizations like RADA. RADA stands for Rape and Drug and Abuse. And I serve as a certified rape and GBV counselor, more prominently in the motoring space. So I'm currently utilizing my voice and, you know, my platforms as an activist to fight against gender discrimination, obviously being in a very predominantly male arena. And I think fueled by my experiences combined with you know, the shocking statistics of women currently servicing the motoring trade. I am, you know, very passionately advocating for women empowerment and trying to create opportunities for women to work within the motoring industry of South Africa.
Okay, no. I know we've spoken about this in length, that you're doing like excellent work. But tell me something. What is your motives in terms of women in motoring, right? So what do you plan to achieve by, you know, getting more women in the workplace? Is it an equality thing or in the motoring space? Let me put it to you that way.
So with all our VAMSA, which is Women in Motoring South Africa initiative, we set out to, you know, close the gap of gender inequality within the workplace by trying to motivate and advocating for women within the industry. And we're also inviting men onto our platform to help encourage more, you know, junctions to our movement, as well as to encouraging young girls to look into or pursue the many career opportunities that the motoring trade has to offer. Remember, females, like I said, are not predominantly in the motoring space, and so we believe that there are plenty of opportunities for females that want to pursue absolutely any career, be it engineering, even a doctor. I mean, a lot of the OEMs, you know, at the plants have medical staff, so there's absolutely, you know, the motoring trade is not just for sales or for FNIs. There's absolutely anything that you want to pursue that you can actually do it within the motoring space.
Yes.
Desh, you mentioned the Motoring Woman of the Year Awards. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, this is my little baby, MWOTI. It's a non-profit company that falls under the umbrella of the Women in Motoring South Africa platform. My baby, because when initially I started as an Indian female, you know, going to the OEMs and asking for vehicles, I'm talking about almost 15 years ago, unfortunately, I was not recognized, even especially because I did not have a platform to be an influencer in terms of educating women, you know, on what car to buy. So I would go to the dealerships and I would ask them to allow me to drive their cars off their floors. And many females in dealer principal roles and sales managers roles offered me that opportunity. So I started a program called the Motoring Woman of the Year Awards, which is powered by MFC and ever by Nedbank. They've been sponsoring the platform for the past 5 years, as this is our 5th year anniversary, and it was founded in 2018 to recognize and applaud women that are making, you know, an awe-inspiring contribution to the motoring industry and those that are empowering other females that are coming to the forefront. So MWOTI is a non-profit company, as I said, and it seeks to end, you know, all discrimination and to promote the rights of women, as well as to balance the scales regarding employment and opportunities, especially women in leadership roles and women that are decision makers. But we also do recognize women across the spectrum. So be it women in the wash bays or women at reception or admin, it doesn't matter. We have 10 categories, and we're celebrating our 5th year anniversary on the 20th of October this year. It's a national growing platform. We had over 6,000 nominations this year. We had 186 semifinalists, and now we are sitting with 51 finalists. And if everyone can, you know, just get onto the MFC dealer network or website, there's options to vote for ladies. And it's all about paying it forward and, you know, empowering women in the motoring trade.
No, Dash, it's such exciting news. So tell me something, how does someone, you know, get nominated? Or if I know someone who's doing amazing things within the industry, she's female, how do we get her recognized by you guys?
Okay, so basically, you can get into the Women in Motoring South Africa platform on Facebook or on LinkedIn, and you could just inbox your nomination, or you could send the nomination to NITA, that's NITA, at Triple T Studios, that's Talk the Talk Studios, CIIRadio.co.za with your nomination, but the dealer principal or the MD or CEO of the OEM need to second that nomination, because obviously and naturally they would know that their employee is a good employee and is worthy of that nomination. Like I said, we have over 6,000 nominations annually, and you know, we have to scan them, and we definitely, it's a long vetting process for them to get to the semifinals.
Definitely. No, awesome. And Talk the Talk, motoring show. Tell us about that.
Okay, so Talk the Talk, the motoring show happened during COVID when we were all trying to navigate what to do next. And I decided, okay, since I can't go to my dealers and visit them, I'll bring one-on-one to my studios. And yeah, I started the very first ever motoring digital talk show hosted by a woman, so by a woman for women, which is Talk the Talk. It's powered by a company called Cerity Solutions. And this show features enlightening and very exciting vehicle content, interesting and informative talk tips. I'm talking about automotive tips, which is tips pertaining to the aftermarket and after sales of vehicles. And, yeah, very inspiring, heartwarming appearances by, especially exceptionally, remarkably talented and driven women in the motoring trade. With the show, we obviously set out to inform, to inspire, encourage, and to entertain and empower our viewers as well. We have plenty of viewers. I think on Facebook alone, we have about 77,000 followers. We have a huge reach of about 50 million people on a monthly basis. So, yeah, we plan to celebrate and to rejoice in the accomplishments and current movements of our inspirational and driven ladies in the industry. We also aim to encourage and develop or to grow and continue the already very impressive changes in women empowerment created by the generosity and selflessness in the motoring industry by our male counterparts. So most of my platforms were sponsored and were supported by very prominent male figures in the motoring trade. For example, the owners of We Buy Cars, Farn and Dirk van der Vaart, they've endorsed my platform. Michael Mabasa, the NAMSA CEO. And then Jeff Osborne, who's our ambassador, he was the RMI CEO as well. So we want men, in the industry that are experienced and that are influential to stand side by side and, in solidarity with us to fight for gender equality in the motoring trade.
Desh, thank you so much for sharing such a wonderful, your inspirational story of this wonderful initiative that you are doing. But before you leave, can you give any advice for women that want to join the industry?
Absolutely. So like the Nike tagline goes, just do it. And remember, as I end all my workshops, my motivational speaking, all my shows, I just want to end off with saying that you need to remember that the question is never who's going to let me. It should always be who's going to stop me.
Thank you very much, Desh. Just before you go, how do people get hold of you?
Well, my email is Desh, D-E-S-H, at TTStudios.co.za. And then on all social media, if you go onto Women in Motoring South Africa, Facebook or LinkedIn, or even you'll find all my other handles for TikTok, for Insta and YouTube. We have uploads for YouTube that's going on every day. We're not very strong on those platforms, but definitely would like to grow those platforms for our future generation of females that would love to join the motoring trade. So please follow us and help us to, to make this footprint bigger, to create better opportunities, and especially for women of color in, in South Africa. Well, we would love to, such huge crop of vehicle purchases. We have a 53% demographic at the moment. It is so important for us to have some, voice. A louder voice, a bigger platform for females. So please follow us and join in this solidarity or this movement. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. Especially, I know you are so busy right now. You've got your awards coming up. You're in smack bang in the middle of Festival of Motoring. I really want to say thank you so much for coming on our show, talking to our sisters, and also for the tickets you've given away very generously. A few tickets specifically for women. We're going to be giving it away during the last lap of our show. So again, thank you so much. I know you've got a lot going on, and just for making time for us.
No, thank you so much, and I really, really appreciate just having a bit of a platform in terms of our Indian community as well to share what it is that we can offer from a motoring perspective. So thank you very much.
Okay, congratulations once again on all your achievements, and all the best with the awards at the end of the year.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Desh. Okay, bye.
Get in. All right, cheers. Bye.
So that was Desh Pillay, a very inspirational story, yes. A wonderful initiative that she's...
You know, the thing is, you don't find a lot of women in the motoring industry, and that also a woman of color,
yes.
You know? And like you say, like she's saying, she's not only there, but she's making strides for women in the industry, getting in, you know, getting recognized. Women are doing amazing things in the industry. Just yesterday, in fact, at Festival of Motoring, there was two racing drivers that were female. We've seen it with Natalie West, and yes. We literally set the fastest lap time in Sandton. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. But on that note, I know everyone's excited to know how they can win these tickets. When we come back from our ad breaks, Yad, are you going to put everyone out of their misery? Because my phone is lighting up.
Yes, we are. But let's get to that ad break. And after that, then we will reveal how to win those tickets.
CII Radio, embracing Africa, one city at a time. All thanks
to Allah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. If you've just joined us, you missed a lot of the show. Firstly, we spoke Suzuki, the XL6 and the 5-door Germany. We also spoke to Desh Pillay, a woman in motoring who is doing a lot for the industry, specifically women in the industry. And she was kind enough to give us a couple of tickets. The only criteria she said is, please give it to the sisters at home. So, our sisters, please... Any ladies, you are able to win. We've got, what is it, 3 sets of 2 tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take a man with you. That's fine.
Your master.
Your master. Yeah. But, you need to win the tickets. The only females can enter. That was her criteria. So, how can people enter, Ziad? And what is the question?
Okay, so...
very difficult, eh? This is Festival of Motoring. It's not some... random car show, you know?
So we need them obviously to do a lap around Kailami, and whoever gets the fastest time, then that would be their tickets. I don't know how they're going to get in first to do the lap time, but yeah. Okay, so it's very simple. We just want to know, what car do you want to experience the thrill of the Kailami track in? So it can be any car. Try and think of the cars that are going to be at the Festival of Motoring, though.
So don't say, for example, you know, you want to see drive a Corvette or something. There's no Corvette here. It's the guys who are there. So if you do get that right, I mean, it's a simple one. Whatever vehicle it is, let us know. And you could walk away with 2 tickets to Festival of Motoring. Just to let you guys all know, Festival of Motoring is... probably one of the biggest motoring events in South Africa. It's in Kailami. We do not cover travel. So if you're in Cape Town, unfortunately, or we don't cover your travel to get you.
So this is general access tickets. So it's not any VIP or premium hospitality. there are halal food vendors.
A lot of halal food.
There is a prayer room as well. They've made space for that. So you can spend the whole day there.
Yes.
Yeah, there is quite a lot of halal vendors. There's actually a halal goods market has a strip.
Yes,
So there's a few vendors from HGM that have popped up there, and there are other halal vendors as well. Yes. So there's plenty food, plenty cars, plenty space to pray.
In terms of cars, well, what can people experience there?
Oh, so there's a 4x4 track. Mm-hmm. There's you can get into a car and you can go drifting.
Yeah.
You can have hot laps. Yeah. There's a self-drive track. So self-drive track is where the playroom is. So if you planning on going there, then, you know, coordinate. There is a map on the website. So have a look at that. Look at all the different zones. There's a red zone, blue zone, yellow zone. You'll actually see the balloons as you come in. So you can see where it is because it's quite a big track. It's a very big track.
Okay, so Zach, give us the number to WhatsApp or call.
Okay, so the number is 084-494-7000. That's 7000. I'll say it again. It's 084-494-7000. And the question that we're asking is, what car do you want to experience the thrill of the Kyalami track in?
So for me, just touching on Festival of Motoring, three vehicles really stood out for me, okay? We went on Thursday for the media day. Definitely the five-door Jimny. It's amazing. The Jeep Gladiator was amazing as well. And then I think the biggest one, I'm not sure if it was the world-famous track we were on, if it was the vehicle or the driver, but the Alfa Romeo Stelvio Quadrifoglio was absolutely menacing, but it was also piloted by a very, very special driver, Philip Kikana, who was one of the first black racing drivers to win at Kyalami. And when I tell you that he makes this SUV feel like it's a planted sports car, because we went in other dedicated sports cars, it didn't feel like this.
No,
it didn't. This was absolutely, and the sound, I mean, it's got a, well, what was your highlights though?
No, that was quite a big highlight for me.
I was smiling like a kid. I won't lie. I was feeling. I actually put up a whole video on YouTube, on Instagram.
Well, I'm actually going to put up that video. Lucky we didn't have our reaction though, because we were sliding from side to side.
I was holding onto that door panel. Like, sure, it just feels so planted. It has such a nice sound, and like I'm saying, it was just a combination of being at Kyalami, which is a special racetrack. Special driver, special car. So I think that was my highlight.
Well, but he is just like the best.
He's so humble. Like, we went through half the track, and then I heard the name Philip or another gentleman who was driving with us. He mentioned him as Phil. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, wait. And you know what? By the third corner, I was like, this man knows what he's doing.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't just anyone.
But it's not just any car that he can drive. I've seen him take a Renault Kwid and drive a Gymkhana course in reverse. And like in like a few seconds, you know, like 40, sub 40.
Yes, in reverse.
In reverse.
With a Kwid.
Yeah, with a Kwid.
Yes, okay. And so what was your highlight? Okay, so that was definitely one of them. In terms of vehicles itself, there was a few launches. I mean, Proton unveiled the X90. Seven-seater.
Yes, so that's it's a full-size seven-seater.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were talking about the XL6 earlier and saying, you know, that, you know, you can get the full family in there. But this, we saw seven adults fit in this vehicle comfortably.
Yes, and it's like, I mean, like as you're saying, it's adults. You know, sometimes with seaters, it becomes a bit of a technicality and stuff like that.
And even in the third row, the gentleman that sat in the back was at least, I think, 1.5 meters tall.
Yes, and absolute comfort. I really like the designs of the Protons as well. I do think the X50 is one of the nicer looking compact SUVs out there. It's just a thing where people really need to back them, because it's a situation where they can't expand in the country unless you support them.
But they left and they came back.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing, is that people have to get used to them again.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, and that is probably the biggest drawback for Proton as a brand in South Africa. It's a bit of a trust issue, I feel.
But they're part of a bigger group. I mean, there's Geely, there's Smart, there's Volvo. They're all part of the same group.
Yes,
So it's not that we don't trust them, is that people are not familiar with the brand. So remember, they left, I think, how many years ago? Probably like about 8-9 years ago,
yeah.
The last time we saw a Proton on the road. So for them to come back last year, it's like a whole generation has missed
yes.
Protons, seeing them on the road.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. Also, I think, well, their distribution is through, what's it, CMH, right?
CMH. Yes, CMH.
But again, we've heard this plenty of times. I've spoken to salesmen yesterday at the launch also. Parts are not an issue. Apparently, they're fully stocked bumper to bumper. Was literally the
yes.
word they used. I saw you nudging me.
Well, they said that they fulfill like 99% of the time.
Right.
So there's just that 1% that, you know, is just like very difficult. It's probably something very technical that needs to come from Malaysia. So it's a Malaysian brand that is Proton.
Yes. So it's Malaysian, right? But if I'm not mistaken, they're all using Volvo drivetrains. And this is what, a mild hybrid, right?
Yes, it is a mild hybrid.
So it's the only 7-seater mild hybrid?
No. In South Africa, yes.
In South Africa, okay. Okay. What do you think of the way it looks?
I think it looks quite nice. It's quite stylish with the LED lights and the, I think it's 18-inch wheels.
I really like the wheel on there. It's got a nice design.
Yes. No, but the Proton itself, they have nice wheel designs. I don't know if you've noticed the other vehicles as well. Mm-hmm. They seem to get, but I think it's also coming from the Volvo background, because Volvo themselves always have this really nice design and a nice rim that they put on it.
Yes, yes, yes. So does no one want free tickets to Festival of Motoring? Everyone has asked me, how do we enter? How do we enter? Let's just give out the numbers again, Ziad.
Okay.
To win a pair of tickets to Festival, how many sets do we have? Three sets.
So we have three sets.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So the number is 084-494-7000. And the question we're asking is, what car do you want to experience the thrill of the Kyalami track in? You don't have to phone in. You can just send us a WhatsApp on that number, and the tickets are yours.
We've given you so many clues of how many vehicles that are there already.
Yes.
But other vehicles that were kind of launched or unveiled there or seen for the first time in the flesh, A Moda, what is it called?
C9.
C9, yes.
So that's only coming to our shores next year, but they had the prototype there.
Right.
GWM also had the Aura. Oh,
that's a full electric, right?
Yes.
It's like a city car.
And it's very small and very compact.
Yes.
So the smallest electric car in South Africa.
Yeah.
Then there's also the tank, which also falls under the GWM.
I love that tank. Well, what did you think of it?
I didn't get to see much of it.
Yeah.
Because we weren't at that actual launch. But from the looks of it, from what I saw at the 4x4 track, it looks quite nice.
Yeah. It's very muscular. I mean, it looks very aggressive, you can say. I mean, the name tells you, tank.
Yes.
Pravintano, do we need another airbag? Is this our last one? Because we've got 15 minutes left to give away three sets of tickets to Festival of Motoring. There is halal food. There is everything. I don't understand how we're struggling, really. But Pravintano, can we go for our last air break, and hopefully in the last 15 we find ourselves a winner?
CII. See the whole picture.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. We have 15 minutes left, and we're giving away three sets of tickets to the Festival of Motoring that's happening this weekend in Johannesburg. And talking about the Festival of Motoring, do you know that this is the sixth year that it's running?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was called a motoring experience in the first 2 or 3 years.
So let me tell you, right? Back in the day, this is what I remember. I remember Auto Africa.
Yes.
Right? That was a big one. Apparently, the reason why it stopped, you know, like how you get, for example, Frankfurt Motor Show. It was an international motor show.
Yes.
The reason it stopped, and why manufacturers, I don't know if this is true, but what I've heard is why manufacturers stopped is South Africa was too far away to ship the vehicle. So, you know, they bring like concept
cars.
Like,
I remember.
Vehicles that you've never seen before. And it was literally a distance thing. Like, I don't know.
But talking about that also, we had the, what was called JIMS, the Johannesburg International Motor Show. Now, my dad and I always used to go to that when we moved up to Johannesburg. We used to go to all the Durban shows. And then when we got here, then we went to JIMS. And the last one I remember was in 2013. So we didn't have an automotive show from about 2013 to probably 2016 for like 3 or 4 years. And then they had this SA motoring experience. And then it became obviously the Festival of Motoring.
So I remember attending these shows with my dad, right? And for some weird reason, I'd go and I'd collect the brochures of every single vehicle. I'm not talking only fancy cars, any vehicle. If they gave a book, a cap, a pen, or I'd just take it. And it was just something that I liked to do. I'd come home and unpack like my dad. I used to go to backpack because, I mean, you can't carry all that stuff. Come home, you unpack all your, you know, catalogs and your brochures and stuff, and now you start like comparing vehicles. It's really fun.
I used to do the exact same thing. I still have some of them.
Right.
My son, I think, has taken over that. But I've still got like, you know, the old Hondas and all those brochures, like you're saying. They don't do that anymore. They don't have brochures like that. Was everything online
it's
now?
It's not. We're saving trees now. Okay? Okay. We're switching to mild hybrids and stuff. We are saving the environment. We now email people and download it. And
but it's not the same.
It's not. It's really not. I promise you it's not. Do you know, I remember this specifically, the higher end models, they'd sometimes give you this little, what is it? It's called swatches.
Yes, like the upholstery. And, yes,
and,
yes.
Oh, it was crazy. And I promise you.
And you smell it. Yes.
Amazing. Listen, before we get carried away, we've got 10 minutes, but we've got our first customer, Sister Sajida. Sister Sajida says, I would love to drive the Alfa Romeo on the Kyalami racetrack. So that qualifies her to win. Not to drive the car. Please don't go there tomorrow and say, the guys from Bumper to Bumper said I can drive it. But yeah, so we've got...
And that will be an awesome experience as well.
I promise you, if you can, Sister Sajida, please take whoever you're going with. Stand in the line. It's going to be something where it's going to have a line. I know that vehicle. It's, you know what, you can hear a car as fast, even when it's idling. That's one of those cars. Please do that.
Yes, there are time slots. So make sure that you get
so
down
there.
So
this is my advice. Go to whoever you want to see. Try and book a test drive. Plan everything around that. Go to your food guy. Say, hey, listen, how long will this be out? And plan your day around, because you're going to end up walking yourself in knots without seeing or eating anything.
Yes. that is perfectly correct. But congratulations to Sister Sajida on winning those two tickets. We will send them to you after the show.
Jeez. Sister Sajida, just leave your details with Brother Intando and we'll send those tickets to you. So we've got what? Two more sets. Four more tickets.
Yes. So the number again is 084-494-7000. And the question we're asking is, what car do you want to experience the thrill of the Kyalami track in? It's that simple. And you get two tickets to the Festival of Motoring.
Okay. We've got a second one. So that is going, you know what, right? Everyone was asking me, how do we win these tickets? And now it's like, they just, I don't know. What it is.
So everyone's finished with their dinner now. You see, Brother Jamil, everyone is having dinner while we on the radio.
While we're working.
Yes, while we're working.
Sure. Is that fair? I don't know. Like, are we... Do you know what we should do? We need to get a food sponsor.
Yes. So anybody that's listening right now
anyone
and that would like
Pedro's,
to...
Anyone from Pedro's. That's who I want.
Anyone from Pedro's. No, you can't just say anyone from Pedro's. Yeah. There's lots of places. I mean... Anybody that wants to provide us with a meal, you know.
A wholesome halal meal.
Yeah. These brothers are working hard on a Friday night to bring you joy.
Failing miserably.
No, so tell us, who was our second lucky winner?
Okay, so the second lucky winner is Sister Shakira. She says definitely the 5-door Suzuki Jimny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that will be on the 4x4 track. Definitely, they are taking people on the 4x4 track.
But I don't know if it's in the Jimny. But I mean, is it in the 5-door or in the 3-door?
I'm not sure the 5-door, but
It's fine. It qualifies.
It qualifies. And so congratulations to Sister Shakira.
Sister Shakira.
We will be sending you your tickets for you to attend the Festival of Motoring. You can, it's general access. You can go either Saturday or Sunday. You can choose.
So, that's something important we didn't talk about. The tickets are for either day, whichever suits you.
Yes.
What else is happening at festival? Why are we trying to sell this so that we can get the last tickets?
People just need to come. They're still eating.
Yeah.
Do they only finish once we finished our show? Do you think? They're enjoying listening to our voices.
I really like you. I enjoyed festival, especially this year. Here we go. Last one in. Luckily, Sister Zahra says, I would like to drive a Porsche at Kyalami. Porsche is so well represented in Kyalami. You are going to have an absolute ball, Sister Zahra. There is GT3 RSs, there's a GT2, there's a GT4.
But are they doing hot laps?
You know what? You can actually do a hot lap if you're lucky, if you get it booked on time between, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Michelin has a GT2 on the track, right? That would be an experience of a lifetime. That vehicle is so track focused and, yeah.
So congratulations to Sister Zahra, our third winner for tonight.
And that's it.
It
took us a little while, but it was fine. Maybe it was actually there were so many people entering that it like slowed down the whole system.
That could be it,
yeah.
But we were just slow off the starting block, that's all. We're not performance drivers.
Not yet. That's what you told me.
Yes.
I told you I'm going to be a racing driver. Do you know we must speak to Shiraz again?
Shiraz Bawa.
Yes.
Talking about him.
Yeah. You went to, you reported the whole thing, whatever. You didn't even tell us how it was.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. Oh. So this last week, so it was a very bumper to bumper weekend.
Sunday
we had the BMW Concours d'Elegance at the Mall of Africa. It was the first time that it was held at Mall of Africa. It's usually at the Nelson Mandela Square. They usually have about 50 cars or so. This year they had 70 entrants.
Okay. That's a lot. And
it is quite a lot. Right? Like, no, quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, those cars were detailed to the T.
Right. What were some of the cars you saw?
Sure. There was stuff from the new generation. So your M4 competitions, and you've got your new M2 to the old, the 850s and the...
On the note of BMW, can I just say one more thing about festival?
Yes.
So the BMW fans, okay, I'm giving you a tip. If you want to see something really, really special, head over to the BMW stand, right? They're the very first door at Kyalami. There is an immaculate
333
E30 parked there, gray in color. If you are a BM fan, you are going to love it. That's my thing. But sorry, get on about
you. So they had like cars from like years back, like 50s, 60s, right up until the latest generation.
Did you see any 2W2s?
Yes, there was quite M1? A few. Yes, there was one M1.
Nice. The red one. You know, talking about BMW, right? There was a vehicle I didn't like at all, but I find myself really, really liking it now.
Which one?
Do you know they call it the clown shoe? It's the BMW M Coupe. Do you remember the Z3?
Yes, yeah.
Now they made a coupe version.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of it?
It was okay. It's not as bad as the, what was it called, the compact.
Yeah, okay.
The compact for me was like, that. I don't know what.
No, I think they ran out of budget and they designed the back. They're just like, we're done. We finished. It's either that or someone bumped it from the back. But compact was never discussed. Seriously.
And they actually had one there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
To remind them of, listen, We learned from our mistakes.
No, but everybody was invited. So it didn't matter what BMW you had. As long as you had it and it was in good
health. Were you allowed in the BMW concourse?
No, you had to park in the gentle parking at Mall of Africa and walk to the waterfall park. But Shiraz's M5 was there.
Now he needs to put us in at
the V10.
Oh, the what's it? E60.
What is it? Yeah, but that thing is like.
Did you hear it sound?
Yes, screams. I did. I need to actually upload those videos as well. Yeah. But I said to him, you should just switch it off because I think he was using a lot of fuel just idling.
Yeah, and that one has an F1 engine, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
Yeah, with Formula One. V10, right?
V10.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was already Sunday. Then we went through XL6 during the week, and then Festival of Motoring.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up next week? Anything planned for next week?
I've got nothing planned for next week. Oh, I'm getting two gas cars next week.
Okay.
Settum C3.
Yes.
Nice budget entry level cool car.
I want to hear what your thoughts are about that, because I had the Citroen C3.
Yeah.
And I know they're trying to reach another audience, but it's lost the essence of the C3 that we were used to.
No, but you're making a mistake.
No, watch not.
C3 is a new badge, it's a new name, it's a new everything.
No, then they should have called it a C1 then.
No, they should have.
I'm saying.
I don't know why they did that, but I think it's confused a lot of people because the C3 previously was, it's a completely different car. They just, like, listen. It's like, for example, BMW come and say, listen, the 3 Series is now called the 1 Series. You know, it's not the same car anymore. It's a new car.
So then they should have named it C1 because it's nothing of a C3. Okay, it's got your air vents that look similar, you know, the usual.
I actually went for the launch and it's completely rebranded. If you look at the website, it actually says old C3, new C3. But it's not in terms of, like, you know, for example, it's the new one or it's completely new. And aimed at a very young market. And then my second test car for this week is actually going to be the Proton, the X70.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk about it next week.
Inshallah.
Okay, so that's it from us this week. All those that are going to the Festival of Motoring, remember there is going to be traffic, so plan your route to and from the venue. Also, plan what you're going to do at the venue. So go on the Festival of Motoring website, check where you want to go, try and plan where you, like Jamil said, Brother Jamil said, which track you want to go on, and book your cars in advance, order your meals in advance. And just enjoy yourself. So travel safely this week until we meet next week, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And if you bump into us at Festival of Motoring,
we're going to be there in Saturday. And you want to buy us a trip for one day. No, but inshallah, yeah, we will be there on Saturday. There's some filming we're doing. There's some fun stuff. So if you do bump into us, that would be nice. Also, yeah, that's the end of our show. Inshallah.
And the sisters who won the ticket, enjoy the show, and we'll be sending your tickets soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
CII. See the whole picture.